What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Their trade for not just Stephen Kwan, but Emmanuel Clase A, which involves two current pitchers in LA, one starter, one reliever, and their top offensive prospect who's in high A ball, and then maybe another prospect. That was the initial one they talked about before Dalton Rushen got thrown in.
The guy at the end, I don't know any of these people's names, the guy at the end who brings up Rushen and then brings up a couple other guys, like, I think he's more on the right track with it, where it's like, what was being brought up is a good starting place. Like, if you're trying to consummate a deal with the Guardians for these two all-star players.
I think he was just being nice to his friend. I think he was trying nicely to say, like, you know, we always do the compliment sandwich of, like, you're a great guy, and I think you were such a talented person. You have B.O. But you know what? The best, that you're a great father. That's what I feel like he was doing to their trade offer. But yeah. I guess, sorry.
No, my main point was just to sort of echo Todd. Like, yeah, the idea that Rushen has to be part of it for me to have any sort of interest. And that's where my stance kind of came from, was what that guy brought up, where it's like, I think Rushen has to be part of the deal. Okay, like, now we're really talking, because that guy is consensusly, like, he was up until he got to the majors this year, the Dodgers' top prospect. And now he's in the majors, so he's not considered a prospect anymore. But, like, he's the guy that I would covet. I understand getting their other top prospect right now. I think you have to throw in a couple others as well.
Is a catcher, no matter how, and LA's done a good job of developing good offensive catchers. And when the best player in the deal for a elite left fielder who is an elite leadoff hitter, even though I wouldn't re-sign him here, and an elite closer.
This is where this starts to fall apart for me, though, is when you're like, I want to re-sign him here, but we're going to trade him, give me all your best
years
players.
Of post, yes, 3 years of postseason control of an elite leadoff hitter and 3 years, 4 years of postseason control of an elite closer who's not just elite but incredibly affordable? Yeah. This isn't Mookie Betts on 1 year. Sorry, that was mean. And I know what I was doing there.
No, you can say it, because that deal still angers me to this day.
It's not Francisco Lindor with 1 year of control getting Andrés Giménez, Amed Rosario, and two dudes who've never sniffed the bigs. No. Listen, here's a few things to factor in. It is an absolute buyer's market right now. And that is, there's going to be maybe three teams with decent pieces out there, which is why teams like even the Twins might consider dealing their closer, because you just might be able to get an otherworldly offer. So that's where you start with one of these two players. Like, I don't think you can extend Stephen Kwan with the deal you have with Hosey. Plus, and not just beyond that, guys. Like, you need to throw the rest of the roster isn't good enough. So three good pieces might be worth as much to you as one elite piece like Stephen Kwan is. But if I'm doing anything for either guy and it's not 150 cents in the dollar, well, fine. I'll keep them till next year. And I think that's where I'm coming from. Like, I think you should be able to get Herculean offers for either guy. So I got to consider either offer. Or if you want to do the all-in-one for Kwan and Class A, hell yeah. L.A. should be in on this, by the way.
Like L.A. has the players you would want in a trade.
I need the center fielder, Andy. How do we say? I always
butcher. Páez.
Páez. Mm-hmm. So Páez. I need rushing. I need Freeland, who's a third baseman, second baseman at AAA. I need DePaula. Like, I need it all. And I think here's the thing. I think the Dodgers understand that. And they're in the position to do it because their farm system has bounced back. And the rest of their roster is pretty stacked.
I feel like the Dodgers, like their farm system is always still good even when they've made all these trades. And I think part of that is because they have sort of fleece teams, which is the premise of, I think both of us are trying to make here is like the Guardians are never going to get fleeced anyway. Like they don't get fleeced in these types of deals that they want to make them.
They do lose trades. They do lose him.
Yeah, but I mean,
like the Lindor trade right now seems more like a loss, even though the first 3 years of it you got a ridiculous amount of WAR. But Jimenez falling completely apart, kind of you end up losing by default.
I'm not saying they don't lose trades. I'm just saying when they make these trades, especially at this time of year, the deadline, they always get back a whole understanding like our future depends on these moves, so we're gonna get back as much as we can. So. I liked the premise and the parameters of this deal from a starting place. Rushing to me is a guy that I would covet if I was the Guardians in any trade. I you're right. There's other names that you could throw in there. I think the Guardians would obviously go big for those guys if they could or if they can. If they really are motivated to get a deal done. I think ultimately they don't. I think ultimately Stephen Kwan is still here on August 1st. But yes, like I think what these guys were talking about, like the entirety of the conversation. It was on the right track towards what I think the starting place would be for a conversation.
I'm going to give you two middle relievers. I'm going to give you a garbage man named Dale who works in Section 315 and Chavez Ravine. And we're going to give you two low minor leaguers who we signed for a combined $17. Tell us no. That's what ESPN LA did. This is where I disagree with you. Mostly because you also started with the pitching of like,
two starters, but not like starting.
Yeah, like I actually disagree with Todd. I think the starter you would have gotten in, I think he's a mid starter. I think he's another Logan Allen, back end of the rotation kind of guy.
I think the Guardians, I feel that the Guardians, and I talked about this earlier, we know their process on evaluating and developing hitters is bad, but their process on developing pitching has been great. I think they feel like they can trade for a lot of guys out there that are pitchers that are like, 3-4 ERA guys, and that they can get more out of them and find a way to make them better.
Yeah, like, exactly. But so, you can do that for Josh Naylor, who's got 1 year of control like they did for Ciccone, not Stephen freaking Kwan in Emmanuel Clase.
But those aren't the only parts of this deal is what I'm saying. Like, if rushing's part of it, that's, again, you need a catcher.
You're working for ESPN LA. I know it. You're on the dime, all right?
I'm not saying they can't ask for more. That's all I'm saying. They should obviously have more.
Beat me down. I went too hard with the ESPN.
No, you didn't beat me down. I have no response to the ESPN LA thing. I'm sitting here in front of you working at 92 to the fan.
You can't deny it. You can't deny it. Sounds pretty guilty if you can't deny it.
It's like the Epstein files. They were just false reports.
Oof.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently With offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
No. Mac, what do you got, buddy?
I was going to say, too, like, the other part that we're that you got to look at as well is the fact that for the Dodgers lineup, there's only one hitter in their entire lineup that doesn't have double-digit home runs, and it's Michael Conforto in left field, and he's batting 185 this year. Like, he is far and away the biggest hole in that lineup.
You know what's funny about this is I think Conforto probably would come back to Cleveland in all this. And the funniest part about that is
they would sell them. They would talk themselves into like rehabilitating Conforto.
Well, no, they would. But so he would come back, and it's because I think they've lusted after Conforto for a while. He's just not good anymore.
No,
even last year in San Francisco, he was playable. Like he was probably about league average, but like.
The wheels fell off of that wagon quick, by the way.
Well, yeah, it's that injury, man. You miss a time. Yeah. Missing a year in baseball is so much harder than in the NBA or the NFL, where it's just so much of it is that rhythm and timing if you're a hitter. Pitching, I think, is different because you already have the advantages. Baseball right now is very much a pitcher sport. It is so hard to hit right now with what guys are throwing and the movement that it goes with that you miss a year. And, oh, by the way, not just a year, but I think the next year he still only played like 125 games. Yeah, that's – and I hate it. I'd loved him times the Mets tried to trade him.
I was going to say, those first like 3 years with the Mets, he was like on his glow up. And it was like, oh, this guy's the next great outfielder. And then it all went downhill from there. He was an all-star in 2017.
In fairness, I think he's owed like $8 million the rest of the way. I'd still take him as a, but like, you're not going to keep him long term.
Oh, no, like the Guardians only take those guys. It's like when they got Yasiel Puig.
And the Dodgers would pay most of the money.
It's like when they got Yasiel Puig. It's like they take those guys if they're like kind of in the spot they are now, which is, hey, we're a fringe playoff team. We could use somebody with some upside that maybe turns into something, but we don't really think he's going to turn into anything. So we'll just experiment with it. He would honestly be a perfect guy to bring back in a deal like this. Is kind of a throw-in, but yeah.
Now, to the idea of the two, the sending Kwan and Clase at the same time, the only thing I will say is the Dodgers are really the only team that I think can do that.
That's why I think that they are the perfect, perfect team to trade
like
with.
People have mentioned the Yankees, and I'm like, yeah, their farm system's okay. They've got like Spencer Jones, but like beyond that, yeah, there's some pitchers that are interesting. It's not a great, like, actually, no, the Tigers could. The Tigers should trade for both because they have, between Clark McGonigal, Rainier, the shortstop, Briseño at AAA or AA, they have, but they would have to give you, like, they've spent years building that farm system, and they would have to give you all of it. Like you would have to give me of your top 10 prospects for Class A and Kwan, because there's a in division tax. You're giving me half of your top 10 prospects, and then probably another piece or two on top of that.
Well, here's the other thing that I think Todd is right about, because we talked about this earlier. I think he took your argument a step further, because you were like, I want all your top prospects, and I want all your top hitting prospects. You don't want pitchers anymore. He took it a step further. He kind of combined both of our takes, because I was very much the guy saying all this team does ever is trade for prospects. And I'm always the big, I don't know how I feel. Like prospects are just this, like, it's like Bitcoin is, I think, the example I used earlier in the show. Like it's this magical, mythical thing that you hope turns into something, but you don't really know. It's an investment that you don't know that it's actually going to work out. So I'm with him. We're like, I'm sick of seeing this team just get prospects and bank on like, we'll get there eventually. If you're making the trade with these two guys involved, which is part of the reason why like rushing makes a lot of sense, because rushing is now an MLB ready player that was a top prospect not so long ago, like a year ago. Like those are the types of guys that you want. I'm with him on that. If you're going to make a trade with the Dodgers or anybody, I get the infatuation with prospects, man, but you got to give me guys who are MLB ready, because that's what this team needs right now, frankly.
I will say I think it's going to be a disappointing deadline.
I think the last couple years have been that way.
Last year, people crapped on last year. You got Lane Thomas, Matthew Boyd, and Alex Cobb.
I know, I'm just saying in general, like league-wide, I don't think it was
fair.
There was a lot of talk leading up to it, like this guy could be available, that guy could be available, and like the biggest deal was like Jack Flaherty.
Yeah.
That was it.
did okay there.
No, but, he did. I mean, they won the World Series. I'm just saying, like, there wasn't, like,
specific to what you're saying. I think this is the year where this is a textbook year where if the Guardians weren't feeling the pressure of their absolute failure on the offensive side of the ball, if they weren't feeling that, and they are, look at how they drafted, look at some of the messaging that's come out. They're not panicking, but they are in full court press mode of like, no, we've got this figured out, all is well. It's as motivated as I've seen them to try and get this right? I think the overreaction's going to be, we don't want to inflame the situation and further upset fans, so we're not going to trade Clase, we're not going to trade Kwan, and because we're 4.5 games out of the playoff spot, we're probably not going to trade Santana either. And I think my thing would be, I understand that it's very likely you have a positive regression next year.
Yeah.
But man, like, unless you're going to spend money in offense, like even just a couple role-playing guys or, you know, like Austin Hayes kind of guys next year, if you're expecting this offense just to look completely different next year because regression, you might get yourself fired.
Real quick. Are you going to be more upset if they are sellers, more upset if they're buyers? Nobody's going to be upset if they're buyers, I guess. But are you going to be more upset if they sell or more upset if they just do nothing?
I'd probably be more upset if they did nothing.
There's nothing wrong
with selling Class A or Cade Smith. They're fungible assets. And right now, both have incredible value. Let's see what we can get for this. Let's see how we can restack this deck with the offense there.
I agree, because doing nothing makes it sound like you think you're like that. That almost gives off this aura that, like, hey, we think we're so good and okay that we have a chance to actually, like, go deep in the playoffs. This team has to come to terms with the fact that, like, they have flaws. And so if you're selling, you're at least trying to add in some way to, like, address those things at some point. If you're buying, of course you're addressing those things. If you do nothing, it's just like this omission that, like, yeah, we don't think anything's wrong. So I agree with you. I think that'd be the most upsetting thing that could happen.
In case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.